It's been a few days since Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered all restaurants and food establishments in the state to suspend all dine-in service and offer only delivery and takeout. WUWF recently checked to see how some local restaurants are adjusting. University Town Center is about a mile or so from the WUWF studios. At the Chick-fil-A, cars in the drive-thru are wrapped around the building as they usually are in the lunch hour. On this Tuesday, Panda Express and Panera's also have some drive-thru activity.
Business is good, but not as good. We're down about 30%. We're thankful for all the customers that have come in.
Rick West is owner and franchisee of Voodoo Barbecue and Grill, also in the University Town Center Shopping Center. Inside the restaurant, a few scattered chairs offer customers a place to sit where they can wait for their orders.
We've always done a pretty good takeout business. Our food travels very well. In fact, last year we won Best of the Coast for Best Takeout to Go, which we really don't want to, you know, have to use that. But it is nice that we are already good at it. But we want to have our guests back into the restaurant as soon as possible.
With the location of the restaurant at 9 Mile Road and University Parkway, West typically sees a lot of customers from the University of West Florida. But remote operations at the university has curtailed that traffic, and the near-empty parking lot is proof business is slower than usual.
We miss the university a lot, between students, faculty, staff, not only the business, but the friends that we have as well that come in, the regular guests. We've still seen some staff members, I guess, that are over, still working a little bit, like yourself. I actually had a couple come in for lunch today and, you know, get the takeout to go, but of course we miss the university.
West says they also have numerous UWF students as employees. On that front, he says there's just one who lived on campus and hasn't yet been able to return. The only layoff has been his pregnant daughter.
And she said, you know what, let's give the hours to the other employees right now. So she's decided to stay home, which has helped out with getting hours to the others. So far, so good. We've applied for our Florida Bridge disaster loan, in the process of finalizing the federal SBA disaster loan to help us get through. Because that's the big part, is we just don't know how long it lasts, you know.
What are we looking for?
This is Ryan LaBombard taking my order at Santino's Pizza and Grinders on North Davis Highway.
My name is Laura Russell, and I own all four of the Santinos. And, you know, a lot of people think that we're a chain restaurant, but we're not. I actually own the only four in existence.
Along with the Davis Highway store, locations include Pace, Pea Ridge, and Gulf Breeze. With the new COVID-19 restrictions, there are a few ways to order: by coming in with a limit of 5 customers at a time, or by calling or ordering online with curbside pickup available. She says the new method of operation is going pretty smoothly.
Well, we started it pretty early on because we were seeing that that was going to be the trend. So I would say we've been doing that maybe 5 days or so. And, you know, it's slower. You know, our sales are about 50 to 60% of what they were.
Russell says the impact of the newly restricted operations due to COVID-19 has varied from store to store, with some, like her Davis Highway location across from West Florida Hospital, doing much better at lunchtime.
You know, on a typical day, it depends. But in this environment, it does seem that people are eating out less with us during the lunch hour. And I do think it's probably due to people not being at their normal jobs and doing their normal routines.
For now, Russell believes she's doing enough business to sustain and keep her staff intact.
You know, we've got a pretty tight group of people that work for me, and we're doing our best to keep everybody. Now, some of their hours, they're probably not getting the hours of some of them that they normally would get. But we're hopeful that, you know, everybody will stick around and that we can hopefully keep everybody that we can.
In an effort to be creative and engage youngsters who are stuck at home, Santino's has come up with Kids Kits, where kids bake their own pizzas. Russell says the Kids Kits have been well received, and overall, she says feedback from customers has been positive.
You know, I think everybody's been trying to be as supportive as possible. you know, I think people are understanding that we're all having to alter our daily lives. And I think that they're understanding of that. And they've been appreciative that we're trying to stay open.
Back at University Town Center, Ashley Sloan has just picked up lunch at Firehouse Subs.
I think it's very important to implement all this and all the safety precautions that they're taking for it. It's a very serious issue that we need to take control of and get it to die down as quick as possible. So I think this is a good start.
Sloan is a business student at Pensacola State College and works for a pediatrician's office locally. She says buying lunch is the least she can do to help keep the local economy afloat.
I think it's great, especially the little businesses that we don't take a lot of time out of our day usually to go check out and see what they have going on. I think that with all this, we've all come together as a community and going outside of our comfort zone to help out all the small businesses and just be supportive of one another.
As for the restaurant owners, they are cautiously optimistic that they'll continue to get enough support to keep them in business until the coronavirus crisis is over. Unfortunately, no one knows just how long that will take. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.